कृष्ण जुगल की गौर प्रणाम। ज्ञानमिदं सदा चक्षुरुन्मीलितं तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। वञ्चाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानं पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेम प्रदाय कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरस्य यं प्राव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेत कृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहकातरयाजुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया सर्वोऽभिनेदु तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमानुतुष्टम्। In this pranami shlok, Srila Sukadeva Goswami has remembered his Gurudev. Srila Sukadeva Goswami has remembered his Gurudev Sukadeva Goswami. Who was Sukadeva Goswami? He was the dear parent of Srimati Radhika. She was making a speaking that for us, that all is great. Krishna, Krishna. And he used to speak in the same
voice.
Voice. So sweet and melodious, like Srimati Radhika used to speak. And then, please with that parrot, he used to give him anardana.
Pomegranate seed.
Reddish, having so much rough and beautiful taste, she used to be doing like very happy. One day, by his bird.
Nature,
he flew from there and went to Nandana, very nearby. Only difference of two fingers. Borderline of Nandana and borderline of Varsana and meeting at needle point, not two fingers also. He just flew and went and sat upon the small tree where Krishna was playing with his most near and dear friend,
Madhumangal.
And he, this parrot, being on the tamal tree, he was hiding himself in the branches and leaves of that tree and telling his great voice. He began to tell in the same voice of Srimati Radhika, Krishna, 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 stop. As if Srimati Radhika is coming here and speaking like so. He told, come on. But he did not come. He was chanting a slok, and the slok was this, the meaning of this, that I was so much fortunate to be a parrot of Srimati Radhika. She was so much loving me, giving the seeds of anardana, and telling me how to speak Krishna, Krishna. But I'm akritajna, ungrateful. So uncultured creatures, they left my Swamini. Swamini is my master. And have come here. And so ungrateful. They are five on me. I should die. Krishna heard this. Again he should speak this. Again he spoke. Tolstoy, come on and make him. And sat on the palms of Krishna. And he was saying, again he stood there. Again he stood. He began to. Though I am that a frog, he took that kind though, like me. He should utter, Radhe, Radhe. And he began to chant so. And Krishna was playing with her. And giving some also. From the United States. In the meantime, to Sakhi, Lalita Vishasati. And to this paradise of our Swamini, is Srimati Radhika, written at once, other Vishti may die. She is so feeling separation. At once, which, at once. Krishna told, I think that it is mine, not yours. If it is yours, then you can call and he may go. I have not binded him. It is thing on my palm. I told that you are so much attractive, so beautiful, so good one, that anyone comes to you, never wants to leave you. So how come this parrot? But I know, we know, that if Srimati Radhika will come and tell her, come on, she will at once give up you and she will go. It will go. So he should return. Krishna, I cannot return. If he was wanting to take, you can call and he may go. But I will not give up. But in the meantime, they went to Yasoda Maiya and told, reported this case to Yasoda Maiya. Ma, Mother Yasoda, our Sakhi is about to die in this separation for this parrot. And Krishna is taking and not returning. Yes, yes, you should sit here and come. He went to Krishna and where Krishna was playing with that parrot with Madhumanga. He took at once that bird and said, look, you are playing with these naughty animals. Always doing all these things. Your father is hungry and he is waiting for you to take bath and
to
To take Mahaprasadam here, and you are playing with all animals, being like all animals. And he took his hand and grabbed him. Goodness, sir. Even saying what to do, not to do, his whole attributes and powers and his
supremacy
became third. And she gets you the two Lalita and Vishakha and did that. When Krishna passed from his world, passed and went into his aprakat leela in Golok Vrindavan, he told this parrot that you will have to be here for some days. Srimad Bhagavat will be manifested from your mouth, so it is said. We are going and you can come after. He began to cry and weep. How I will be without you and Srimati Radhika, my master? I can't. He told that you have to be. Like Ramchandra told Hanuman to be in this world and to preach his glories and Shuddha Bhakti, so you will have to be here. You will have to give this Bhagavatam for the whole world. And that this purpose is served, then you can make up. At last, he became ready to follow his orders, and Krishna and Radha and his whole associates, they were entered into aprakat leela. You know aprakat leela.
So he preached there.
Now, Sukhdeva Goswami Sukh was saying, what to do? Where to go? Where to hear Krishna Katha? So he was moving in the whole world. He went one day in Kailas, where Shankarji and Parvati, they were telling Hari Katha each other, the same Bhagavad. Nigam Kalpataru Rudalitang Phalam, Sukhamukha Dharam Nitra Darvasan Yutam, पिबत भागवतम रसमालयम मुहुरहो रसिका भूरि भावनम पिबत रसिक
शंकर
बोनाफाइड वैष्णव आचार्य वैष्णव सब इन कृष्ण इन एनी वे इन एवरी वे तो ही बस टेलिंग हरि था श्रीमद भागवतम हियर बिगन एंड पार्वती वाज सेइंग यस यस गो ऑन वेरी गुड Yes, yeah, yeah, he was telling. And in the meantime, Parvati has slept like we sleep. When a very story comes, Siddhant comes, and know this story is like, then how this world came out? Who is he? Who is conditioned souls? Who has liberated souls? What is the tattva of Krishna, Maya, tattva, all this, how this whole creation came, and how again it goes away. Sivachan, and he slept. But yes, yes, very good, wrong, yeah, yeah, he was, and a sound was coming, and he saw that, he understood that Parvati is doing, and he was so just in Srimad Bhagavatam that he could not, realize or thought that Parvati has slept and went. When Srimad Bhagavatam ended, and Shankar wanted to stop, in the meantime Parvati woke and told her, "Oh my dear Shankar, I have slept, I have not heard anything that you told, so I want to hear again. Now I will not sleep." Shankar told that, who has
heard
this thing, Srimad Bhagavatam? He was searching, both were searching, and they saw that indeed, on the tree, a very green parrot was there, his feet was reddish, and he was doing like so. So he took his trishul,
dragon,
and wanted to kill him. That parrot flew from that place and he went to Vyasdev, Badrikashram, where Vyasdev was telling the same story, Srimad Bhagavatam, to his wife Bhitika. And Bhitika at was that and hearing, and he was so astonished that he
her mouth
like this and he entered in his mouth. In her mouth and went in the womb. In the meantime, Shankar came with his threshold and told, have you seen a parrot here coming? She began to laugh and did pranam to Shankar, and Shankar also did pranam each other. And then he smiled, Vyasdev, and told, why you are searching that parrot? I will kill him. Why? He was unqualified and he heard everything, Srimad Bhagavat. I wanted that any unqualified person, not goodness. And being a parrot, he heard everything, so I will kill him. That's the told that. I have that.
As a result of
if any one hears Srimad Bhagavat and he becomes Ajar Amar, no death, no
immortal.
So how you can kill him? Then he, Bambhola, Shankar, Bambhola, you know? Very simple. Vaishnava.
He began to laugh and he went to return.
He was hearing for 16 years, being in the
home.
That's why I told you should come. Who are you? Why you are here in this? Your mother, home and giving some
safari
problems. He told that, I cannot come. Because everywhere now Kali Yuga and Maya is so, so powerful Maya. I will not come in the kingdom of Maya. He told that I may take this Maya and you should come. He told that I have no faith upon you. If Krishna will come himself and tell that I am taking my Maya, then I can
believe.
Then he prayed for Krishna. Krishna came at once and told him, "Who are you? You should come home from your mother's womb." He replied that, "Who are you? I am Krishna."
"Oh, Krishna, so certainly
I don't want to come in Maya." "What is Maya? What is Maya? Which is itself nothing. And we are thinking that this is my father, this is my mother, this is my husband, he is my
son.
Sister, son, and all. Relations are false, it is Maya." But Krishna is not Maya himself. We jiva are not Maya, but this thing is Maya, illusory Maya. Souls are true, divorce is true, but it badal jata hai,
changeable, this thing, small something,
but true, because Krishna has created all this. So Maya is that we are thinking that I am this body, all things are mine, the wealth is mine, the kingdom is mine, wife is mine, son is mine, son. So thinking this, all these things, this is Maya, illusory Maya. This is false. Krishna told that, "I am taking my Maya, you should come."
He came.
And Krishna returned. Then father was telling, "Oh putra, ha putra, ha putra, ha putra, oh son, oh son." And he ran off in jungle. He was not replied anything, but the jungle, the echo from the forest was coming. "Oh putra." Here Vyasa is telling, "Oh putra," and the forest echo was coming. "Oh putra." I mean, who is son, who is father, who is mother, who is wife and all? All are we Krishna servants. But we are thinking that in this world I am so powerful person, I am a European, we are American, we are following Christ, we are Hindu, we are Mohammedans, we are animals, we are woman, he is man.
All.
This is Maya. So the echo told him that, "Who is father, who is son, why you are, you should call Krishna, hey Krishna, hey Radhe, you should go."
And he went.
But after some time, Vyasadeva was so merciful, he saw that he should be returned. He is going to be Brahmavadi, Kaivalyavadi, not a in Shankaracharya Mayavadi, Brahmavadi are others, Jnani. That Krishna is everywhere, he has so many appellants, and realizing at all times, Aham Brahma, like this. So he thought that he is going in other line, so he told animals, "Varaha Pidam Natavarbha." And he was so much attracted. And after that one sloka again he sent. And that sloka was
Ahobakti,
a demon in the shape of Putana came to Krishna saying that, "Oh my child, oh my child," and took up that child in front of Gopi Jasoda and all others, and he took in his lap and began to give her breast full of so powerful water. Krishna took him and he choked up, sucked up his milk, no milk there was, all poisons and his life also. And he began to cry, save me, give up me, give up me. But Krishna told that, "Anyone comes to me, I never
give up to you.
Anyone comes to me, an enemy or anything, like cancer, from fear, he comes to Krishna and he takes. Saputana, Vagasur, Agasur, there, any demons came to Krishna. He never permitted them to go from him. He took them, gave salvation from Swarup Mukti Arena. And he gave the a Padavi like mother. Position like mother's mother. And he took him in Golok, Golok, not Vrindavan, Golok. So how he is merciful? Here in this life, once he was addressed and come to his father. As he told that, I want to read Srimad Bhagavatam. And then he learned Srimad Bhagavatam. In the meantime, Parikshit Maharaj had a course that in 7 days you will be died by a serpent, bite of serpent. He gave up his whole kingdom, his son's wife and everything, and came to the bank of Vindhya. At once, all the Rishi Maharshi, about 80,000 of Rishi Maharshi, like Narad, Vyas, Gautam, Kabi, Havi, Antariksha, Pippalan,
all came.
Vasishtha, Gautam, all came there. Without any wordless or anything, automatically they come. How they come from Caspian Sea, Kashyap Rishi from Caspian Sea went to there, and all rishis here and there. How they knew in a moment and they gathered, it is very miracle. Sukadeva Goswami, but at the same time Sukadeva Goswami came naked there. Some women were giving dust on his
body.
Some boys were clapping and with an is. But don't say. They are telling off. As if he was a mad person. Then he came nearby to all rishis and Parikshit Maharaj, they all stood up and welcomed them and gave a Vyasasana like Maharaj gave to him. And then he asked 2 questions, those who are dying at once, they cannot be saved, in a moment they can die, what should I do, what we should do, and those who are will die after 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, no time, any time they can die, in 100 years, they must die. So what should they do? 2 questions. And he asked so many questions afterwards. But more this, originally there were 2 questions. He replied, Svabai punsang paro dharmo yato bhakti radhokkhaje ahatukkab davahitaja bhakti purushottame. They should do the bhakti. Bhakti asked several times, among them Naam Sankirtan is best among them and so much powerful, like Krishna, more than Krishna, his boss. So at once he should tell, O Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Ram. And if he cannot chant so much, then he said, Krishna, Krishna, Radhe, Radhe, Ram, Ram. Even one, in 16 names, anyone can he chant. And if he cannot chant, then you should chant. Anyone can chant in his ear. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. And he died in the meantime, having listened 1 or 2 Hare Krishna, not full names, and then he will be liberated and death will go away. They are not in the control of Maya. In Ajami Upakhyan, Sukadeva Goswami told to Parikshit Maharaj, who was going to die in 7 days. He has 7 days time, so he told all these Srimad Bhagavatam. But name is more powerful, and anyone at the time of death, if they will speak or hear Krishna, that's totally they will be dead. If they are not willing to travel, unwillingly, knowing the power, not knowing the power of Krishna name, Shuddhanam or Ashuddhanam, where it is pure or not impure, anyhow, willingly, unwillingly, they will do. Not the glory, not knowing the glorification of me. Even they will cross it and will be revelated. Like Ajamil told, not Krishna, Narayan, but he told to his son that, oh Narayan, come to me. And Narayan thought that, oh, he has called me. And he sent for his messenger and received him. And after that, seeing the powerfulness of name, he went to Harpa and then began to chant Ram, Narayan mantra. Om Namo Narayan. And after that, before the same persons came and took them back. So it was not pure, but it was, in our heart it is also so much powerful. So anyone willingly, unwillingly knows that he takes name or hears name of Krishna, even then he will be liberated. Surely, no doubt at all. So he told the story of
Ajahn.
If we don't know the power of any boy and he does not know the power of fire, they fall once everyone. But this is the first time the fire, flame coming, and he get his hand in the fire, at once his hand was burnt. So if unwillingly we are giving their hand and fire burns us, so why not Krishna more than that? The creation of Krishna is fire. The fire, if it does like this, why Krishna is like though he is so much powerful? So, a man, person is going dying, in a moment Krishna can do, change his everything. So we should know how it is. And those who have, sometimes, they must hear Srimad Bhagavatam. How they should hear? I am giving one example from from Srimad Bhagavatam, how we should think, how we should chant, how we should remember, how our character should be, and one is in 2-3 slokes. Come on with me and let us go to Mathura. No? Mathura is the city where Krishna came. He appeared before Devaki and Vasudeva as a 400. And in Gokul, same time he became, from the womb of Mother Yashoda with a sister. There were two sons, one son and one daughter. And there only one Krishna in the shape of Chaturbhuj and wearing so many ornamentals. And here, Krit Kundal, this money, model of money here, hair so long, cut the hair, beautiful face, like 16 years old, having Pitambar here. So, he was Vasudeva Krishna. Nandanandan Krishna, Yashodanandan Krishna and Vasudeva Krishna are one thing, Satvata. But in a Rasagata Vaishishta, Rasagata means according to the vision of Ras, there is some difference from there. In present he never took 400, never takes Chakra Sudarshana, and never he will. Only here, feather of peacock feather. A very sweet bunty he has. And if anyone asks Krishna that, what is the name of our father and mother, he will just reply, I am the son of Yashoda and Nanda Baba. They are my father. My caste is Gop. And there he will tell that I am Jado. And with so weapons.
Yes.
He had told all these things. So they should come to Mathura and where Krishna and Baldev is there. Kansa has arranged a very good Mahotsav.
Festival
of Shankar. And he has kept a bow and arrow there, so heavy. The brother of the Dhanush who was kept in Mithila and Ramchandra,
seeing a bow,
that is his brother. It was made of some the same Dhaviti Rishi's bone. And Kansa has managed to have a conspiracy to murder Krishna. He saw that we cannot, we have not murdered him in Braja. He has been so powerful. Putana, Agasur, Bakasur, Kansa, Bakasur, so many Bakasur, all went there and they never returned. So if I go there, then I will have not to return here. I will also be murdered. So he was so much fearing from Braja. Once he tried and he went across the river Yamuna and went when Putana and Sakatasur were finished by Krishna. He went to Gokul to tell Krishna. When he crossed the Yamuna river, he saw that an old lady was there, all the cats.
Why?
Fight like me, my dear.
Oh, fight.
She told that, where you are going? And he cast hold. And when he touched it, he took him in a pond and he
dipped it.
And he Kansa became an old lady, very old, like 102 years, doing like this, having a stick and like and his teeth were gone, sight was also somewhat gone. Yogmaya told her that you should be here and have so much cow dung, you should do like this. Like India. And he was engaged in that. And each gopi and gop coming, kicking him by his their face. All gops and gops. To do. If I am returning in this stage to Mathura, then all will laugh and see that, oh, he has become so elderly. He cannot return. And here, if he is here, then he is kicked by everyone. So he began to pray, oh, Devi, make me as I was. I will never come to this Gokul. I'm holding my ear. I'm taking tapas. I will never come. Then Yogmaya came at home and took him and to this pond, that pond, and dipped him and again took, and he became come. Then he took the lotus feet of then Yogmaya and he said, where is Randy? So he was reminding this thing, so he never come to Braja. Never he come any place in Braja. He wanted to bring Krishna here and to kill him. So he has made it so much conspiracy. And he told the crew to bring Krishna and Balram here. He took there. He knew that he is Krishna and Baldeva. Supreme Personality of God, they have come for this work. To take the weight of earth and to establish Yuga Dharma and to play with both gopis. He went and called. Krishna was there. Charanam Mukti, they called Krishna and Baldev.
to fight with them, to wrestle with them. They began to wrestle. Krishna was a very, about 9-10 years old, only a very little boy, and they were charnamustic and all there, like demons, so big, so high. So they were fighting with Krishna and Baldev. At that time, a lady of Jadav, lady was there, so many ladies were there, Kansa wanted that all should see that I am killing him. That is why he had gathered all. Also Vasudev, Nanda Maharaj was there, Desi was there, Ugrasen was there, Akrur was there, Uddhava was there, all were invited. That they will see and I will marry. Yeah, I will kill him. So all were there. So, and then a woman, not woman, but Kishori, new marriage, she told that, oh, we should take it here. Here is not dharma, only adharma is there. Adharma is?
Irreligion.
Is there. It will touch us also. See, the boys, very little age, the feet of milk has not even gone, and they are wanting to kill this two boys. Oh, it is fie on me that I am seeing Krishna in this way. I know that Punyavat Prajbhuo Yadang Nalinga Gura Puran Purusho Vanachitramalya Gaspalyam Sabalam Korayan Sevenu Vikriyan Sati Girit Ramat Yutank. You should read the meaning, translation, and then I will explain something.
How pious are the tracts of land and bread, for there the primeval personality of Godhead, disguising himself with human traits, wanders about, enacting his many pastimes. Adorned with wonderfully variegated forest garlands, he whose feet are worshipped by Lord Shiva and Goddess Rama vibrates his flute as he tends the cows in the company of Balaram.
She is telling that actually in this whole world, Braj is so much punya.
Blessed.
Because of gopis. Gopis are in Vrindavan. And they are serving Krishna in supermost love. They are serving. So, gopis test Krishna beautiful with all these things. How Krishna is beautiful. How Krishna is so sweet. But we are not. Here, like a lion has been imprisoned in circus party, kept in the iron stakes. So we are saying that Krishna is fighting with charm and mercy, and all are going to kill Krishna. So we are so much unfortunate. But really gopis are fortunate. We are not fortunate. The face of Krishna being touched by Shankar himself, whom Kansa is worshipping now, Rangeshwar Mahadev. This Shankar worships this Lord face of Krishna, and Kansa wants to kill him. So we are unfortunate. Oh, why gopis are so much
fortunate?
Because gopis, what they have asserted done in past life. That Krishna, who is the supreme of lords, gopis are thinking that he is my beloved. And
serving each other there. So they are so much fortunate. We are unfortunate. Yadohane mahanani mathano upalipa prankhankhanabhi udito okhan marjanado gayant chainam anurakta astu kantho dhiyo astu kantho dhanya prajastiya urakkam chittaya. Oh, gopis are so fortunate that when they are brooming their homes, they are quietly absorbed in Krishna remembrance. They are brooming and what they are telling? Govinda damo dharma bhaveti. Govinda damo dharma bhaveti. And they are
mortaring.
Some are
grinding.
And they are telling what? Absorbed in Krishna and his pastime. Sarva gopis are telling that. Govinda damo dharma bhaveti. Govinda damo dharma bhaveti. Somewhat making sleep their sons, having on what palna?
Sing.
Keep getting it. And mostly sleep, my boy. Not telling this. They are doing like those. And what they are telling? Govinda damo dharma bhaveti. Govinda damo dharma bhaveti. Anything they are doing, they are cooking, where they are taking water, they are serving their husbands. Anything they are doing but remembering Krishna like this. One gopi took a pot of curd and she was going and tell Dadhyadikam Mahabasad Ochak Govinda Damo Dharmasri. So we could follow all these things. We'll have to do all the duties for maintaining our life. But five. So they not follow all these gopis, like we are flying. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Second call.
Like this.
Making preparation for cooking. Finally, not. Tell Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Nitai Gauranga Jaya, Nitai Gauranga. Nitai Gauranga Jaya, all like this. We are not saying anything for any money, nothing to do. Where we are children, where we are women, where we are ladies, they are female, male, old, anything. Of any caste, of any creed, anyone. You can do in night, in day. No bandages of night, day, and asbestos thing. You can do it going, walking, in car, motor, in your offices, in your fields, everywhere. Before sleeping, after sleeping, taking meal, after that. If you are not pure, even you can do. It is not necessary that you should take bath and be so quiet and then you can do nothing. I'll be bath. Anyway, if you are falling down by slipping, slippery anything, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Everything, if you are doing anything, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. If you are drinking water, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. If you are giving anything to Hare Krishna, why we cannot do? Very easy. No expensive?
Nothing. So this is true.
It is so powerful. And by this, all offenses, all kinds of
unanswered,
your anger, lust, everything go in very quickly, will go like this. You will have nothing to do. You cannot do it yourself. Only the power of this Harinam chanting and hearing Harikatha will do. At once it will
done.
So we should know this process. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught this process. Rup Sanatan has taught this process. No salt, expensive, nothing to be pure, as you are, where you are, how you are, no problem at all.
So this is true, like this, all of this.
So we should read the books of Swamiji, all bona fide, the books of Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami. He has quoted from these books. So we should try to see, learn from bona fide Vaishnava. I think that we can control our death also. Death cannot come to you. By Jam Maharaj. Only Krishna will manage how to be, how to do. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so powerful. The combined mercy of Radha and Krishna both, he came descendant for only for us to bestow his mercy. We should follow and take this. What? Amrita.
Nectar.
Gaur Pramanande. Tomorrow perhaps in morning we will go for Vancouver. I think that if I have told any harsh words, anything against Bhakti principles, you should kindly forward me before this. And I hope that if you come to Vrindavan, I am inviting you all with Maharaji in Vrindavan come. And if you are coming there, you can meet me also there. As you have served, I cannot repay, but I will try to serve you all there. So we should chant. So that Guru Puja will be done. Then everything okay. Do your kirtan. You yourself do your kirtan. And you want to go? You speak something, then you can speak.
So as Krishna has different forms, he has his expansion of impossible Krishna. So there are also forms like that with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
At different expansions, like as Vasudeva Krishna and other expansions. So he's asking if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also has different expansions like that.
No, it's not an expansion.
No, he's saying if Mahaprabhu has different expansions, as just like Krishna has different expansions.
The expansions of Krishna is expansions of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They are not separate. You should not think they are separate. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, Krishna, but he has taken some modes of Srimati Radha. So all the expansions of Krishna are the expansions of himself, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. No difference. If you are doing reference, then something lacking in substance. It has been told in Chaitanya Charitamrita everywhere. So we should not think this like this. If we are worshipping Gaurachandra, we are worshipping Radha and Krishna. After some time, when your bhakti will be matured, you will see in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Radha and Krishna both. So Radha and Krishna are the same thing. Only they have played a role. So, now this is Gupta Vrindavan.
Gupta Vrindavan.
And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sam Krishna, and Baldev Prabhu, Sam Nityananda Prabhu, Baldev Prabhu.
Nitya.
Kadada Prabhu, Sam Radhika. This is called Madhurya Leela and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Leela is called Audajyamayi Leela.
So both are this.
In some cases, there is significance of Gaura more than Krishna. For us, we can feel separation
in this Leela.
So never think that Krishna and Gaurachandra are separate.
No? What? Can you can do?
I think you are explaining Sukadev Goswami was in the womb and he was Brahmavadi. And then you said that's different than Mayavadi, Sankaracharya, I think he says that.
He was really not Mayavadi, but he was Brahmavadi. At first he was showing like human person. So that anyone cannot recognize him. Like Krishna played a role, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu a role of a very child.
Why?
He was telling that, oh mother, I have not taken earth, and they are telling that I have taken earth. And Krishnaji is speaking like lie. No? This is all human, like human,
Naralila.
Naralila means playing like Nara. But actually,
he is Krishna.
Sometimes he with Brahma never did. He does not talk, tell lies, but he is good. So, he fled away from the battlefield of, from when Jarasandha came. He fled away to Dwarka. This is called Narlila. So, we should know the Leela of Sukadev Goswami. He was actually the associate of Radha and Krishna from Vrindavan. But he played a role like that. Even in Mayavadi, we will hear the pastimes of Krishna. He will be so rustic and Vaishnava Patra. So, we should hear and chant all and remember. Atma Ramasya Munayo
Nirzam Thakum
Upar Uru Kramay Kurvan Tahetukam Bhaktim Ittham Bhoti. He has told in Srimad Bhagavatam, Atma Ram, Atma Kam Yogi, like Sukadeva Goswami and Chatur Kumar means Samadhananda Sanatana Samadhananda, and many, not one, two, three, so many, have become so pure devotees. Because Krishna is past and past, so beautiful and sweet, then they can change their mood. So he played a role of that. He was not Brahmavadi, he was not a Kaivalyavadi or Muktivadi. Or, Lord Sanatana Goswami, Ji Goswami and Krishna, Vishwanatha explained all this. Those who are not knowing all these facts, then gradually they will learn all these things in better association, Vaishnava. So we should wait for it. Hare Krishna.